Cheer is a sport that is often thought of as peppy and played by the rich, snobby girls. But that is not the case. Cheerleading is a team sport all the way. Most things cannot be done even if one member to the cheer team is absent. Today I will be talking about what cheerleading is like, tips on cheerleading, and what it takes to make the cheer team. Cheerleading is a sport that is either A, shown off at sports games, or B, used to compete in competitions nationwide. There are many parts of cheer, all very important. A few are jumps and kicks, dance, stunting, and all of which require teamwork. To be on a cheer team is like working on a ship. For the ship to work properly, every crew member has to be present. Just like if the whole team is not present, it is very difficult to get the work done needed. The first step to being a cheerleader is making the team. At tryouts, you are expected to learn a dance choreographed by the judges. You are given usually 2 to 3 days to practice and perfect the dance. Some tips I personally have found useful and wish I would have known before trying out my first year were to take the time to sharpen your movements, do all of your movements in front of a mirror to see yourself and what you can fix. At tryouts, you're also expected to learn a cheer. Same tips go for the cheer. Take your time. Take the time to make the movements way sharp. And watch yourself in the mirror. At tryouts, you'll be expected to throw running tumbling, standing tumbling, and jumps. Ways to perfect tumbling could be going to a tumbling class. Take videos of yourself practicing to see what you can fix, or practice on a trampoline. Ways to fix your jumps could be pointing your toes and straightening your arms and legs. Once you have made the team, don't worry, the scariest part is over. The first day, you'll probably be introduced to your coach and your team. I suggest getting a friend to try out with you so you can at least know someone the first day. Other than getting to know your team and your coach, on the first day, you will either be introduced or review stunting, starting by lining up shortest to tallest. The taller girls will be put in a position called back spot, which holds the stunt from the back. The shorter, lighter, and more flexible girls will be put as the flyers. The girls in between are either put as main or secondary base. Front spots are also the in-between girls, usually on the taller end. A little later in the season, the team will choose a captain, either by the coach or a team vote. Every coach is different, but you may learn a dance in the beginning as well. The first specified part of cheer I'll be talking about today is jumps. The three main jumps in cheer are a toe touch, a jump where your legs are extended outwards to the side and your hands reach towards your feet. A hurdler, which is a jump done towards the side and your feet are split with your front leg straightened and your back leg bent slightly. Your arms are extended out towards the straightened leg and your head is down. A pike is a jump facing the side as well, and your legs and your arms are together, extended out in front of you. In a toe touch, make sure you rotate your hips out, point your toes, and keep your chest up. That's one of the biggest things when doing a toe touch. It makes it look so much cleaner. In a hurdler, focus on kicking your front leg high and pointing your toes. Pikes, focus on momentum to bring your feet up as high as you can and point your toes. Every jump, every part of cheer, your toes should be pointed. The next part of cheer I will be talking about is the dance. The biggest tip I can give you is to be so sharp and count in your head. The dances are always based off counts of eight, and every single eighth count is its own movement. So take your time on every single count to get the movements down. Stunting, my absolute favorite part. In a stunt, there are 4 to 5 positions. A back spot, the flyer, the main base, the secondary base, and the front spot, which is optional. Let's start with the bases. The bases hold the flyer's feet and give the flyer a platform to stand on. Bases will stabilize, and bases will also catch the flyers. Backspots. They hold the flyer's feet and their ankles. They keep her stable. They also help catch. Front spots are optional, but they help. They help the bases by holding the bases' wrists and pushing up, and they help catch if needed. The flyers are the main part to a stunt. They make everything look pretty. In a stunt, everyone has to be present, and all the work is 100% a team effort. When we get to the performance portion of cheer, games are one of my favorite. The two most common sports games that cheerleaders cheer at are football and basketball. The teams I have been on do not cheer at basketball games because basketball season is also competition season. So I'll give you some tips on football games. Football season is end of August through October usually. At the games, you will cheer on the football players by performing your cheers, rally up the crowd, tumble, and dance at the halftime. The halftime show is the best part of games. At halftime, when all the players leave the field, your team will go out onto the field and perform a dance, usually with a tumbling pass too. The games are extremely fun, but you want to know what's better than games? Competitions. This is like the finale to cheer. Competitions are the cherry on top, the final showcase. A few weeks to a few months before the competition, you will have a choreography week where you learn a routine with jumps, stunts, tumbling, and of course a dance, usually in that order. After weeks of practicing, you will go to a competition along with many other teams. And hence the name, competition. You will compete to win. At the end of the competition, all the teams are called to sit at the mat. As you sit there, you listen to the awards. One of the most awarding things I can think of is winning a cheer competition. Work hard and practice hard, because that's what matters. Cheerleading is an extremely fun sport that teaches teamwork more than almost any sport I can think of. I hope I've helped you today, whether I helped you with your decision to join a cheer team or helped you to know what to expect when joining a cheer team.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.